All right, welcome to and welcome back to the Rashawn Franklin Podcast. I am your host, Rashawn Franklin. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know we've been gone, but we're back with the jump off. I had a baby, and that has taken up most of my time, along with being in doing work and school. I haven't had much time to do the podcast, so we're going to restart, you know, season two of the Rashawn Franklin Podcast, and I just thank you guys for continuing to tune in. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll be able to give you guys more content. Now that my baby's here, she has a routine and she's, you know, more accustomed to life. So I really enjoy being a dad. So, you know, I took some time away from, you know, a lot of things to do that. So thank you guys for being such loyal listeners and, you know, keeping an eye out for what you know, I'm doing and my friends, you know, who join me on this podcast are doing. I had Bray and Emmett on to talk about the state of the NBA, more specifically the Bulls. We talked about a lot about the Bulls and their start, their hot start. I think they might be, you know, well, there's for sure top four in the East right now, which has surprised, you know, even me. I wasn't a huge fan of the moves in the offseason. And I still think the roster is very, very flawed. But Bray started off the podcast on a long first take, Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith talk about monologue about the how good they are. And I'm still not sure. I think the roster is very, very flawed. And that was my initial beef with the moves. But LaVine and DeRozan have fit together nicely. Lonzo and Vucevic are very nice auxiliary pieces. So the Bulls look great. They still lack a lot, and I get into that a little bit more during the podcast. But man, it was good to have my guys back on, talk sports, and you know, hopefully as things have, you know, slowed down then in the semesters here, you know, work is kind of slowed down because of the holidays. I'll be able to give more content, and I plan to do a lot more content in 2022 anyway, God willing. And, you know, I think I figured out some things out to get my name out there, get my podcast out there. So hopefully it works. Hopefully I have the time, maintain the time to be successful doing this because I really enjoy it. And I just thank you guys for tuning in. So without further ado, here's Bray, Emmett, and I. We'll have Keith on soon to talk about football, talking about the state of the NBA. Enjoy. Peace.
Yeah, so go ahead. Talk your shit. Talk about my Bulls. Go ahead.
Your Bulls.
I mean, they are mine, but
they are yours. I mean, I've always been a Bulls fan, but only because of Jordan. I wasn't in love with, like, all the players and stuff like that, or even, like, the organization. But, you know, I like Mike, so I just like the Bulls. It was the very first jersey I bought. It was a Bulls jersey. It was Jordan. But no, it was your boy. You called it. I said the Bulls is going to be one of the best teams in the East, and I think they're going to be in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm calling it.
Conference Finals, you said.
The finals?
Eastern Conference.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Eastern.
That is bold.
Yes, I can see the Eastern.
Finals?
Who's there? All right. If they're not second, it's going to be third. So this is what's going to be. You got the Bucks, yeah. Miami, and this is my opinion, and then it's the Bulls. I don't think the Nets are there without Irving. I don't. And this is these are my reasons why. So thinking about the Bulls and who they just picked up, Vucevic. He's been an all-star multiple times in his career. Now, is he a flashy big man going to do all the nice stuff? No. Does he have the poster dunks like Embiid? No, he don't have all that. But
he fits well with the team.
But can you go get me?
He gels with LaVine.
Can you go get me a 16-10? Yes, I can go do that. Zach LaVine, all-star. Zach LaVine, all-star. We've seen him drop 50-point games. We've seen him. So if anybody in the league can go drop 50-point games, you nice. I don't care who you are. You know what you're doing out there in the league. If you can go drop 50. Boom. So that's
that. In front of Zach, though, he has taken a step.
Yeah, he's definitely an all-star player. I think he's averaging like 24, 25 points a game right now. That's with DeMar DeRozan there. I mean, if you go down to Zach, he's chewing it right now. Chewing.
All right.
So hold on. Go ahead.
Russo. Got Russo on it. Russo hooping too.
I'm not done. Lonzo Ball has taken a step. We can all say his shooting ability has definitely increased. His passing ability has definitely increased. He's becoming one of the best point guards in the league. He's not there yet, but he's becoming one of them, in my opinion. He's done. And then, once again, you got DeMar DeRozan. He's been an all-star. He's played in the finals. He didn't win a championship.
No, he ain't played in the finals. No.
No, Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference Finals is what I meant, but he left the year before Kawhi got there. So he wasn't there when they won it. But he's played in some big games. He's been around the league. He knows what he's doing. Once, like I said earlier before the podcast started, you could argue he's one of the best, maybe the best mid-range jump shooter we got in the league.
In a league full of threes, though.
Today he's probably the most efficient from the bench.
Because nobody else shoots them, though. Nobody else shoots them.
Top three.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I think it's fine, too, but
Zach LaVine can do it. I don't need to do him. Zach can do him. Vucevic had 6 threes the other day. He can do it.
I like him. I liked him at a win.
He's a stretch big. How many stretch bigs can go hit threes nowadays? What, four?
No, it's more than that. A lot of them.
Not that are 7 foot.
Mo Bamba, Evan Mobley, the young guys.
On a consistent basis.
Porzingis.
Mo Bamba hit 5 threes the other night.
No, I feel you on Mo Bamba. Talking about the one beforehand.
Evan Mobley. Well, he's only played about 20 games in the league, but.
There's a couple guys with that skill set.
Yeah, they're now. Not in the past.
I think he, like I said, he's a 7-footer that can go out there, go get you 16-10, and he's able to knock down that three. So that goes with the people that even start. Then you got to look at the bench and who's coming off of it. Derrick Jones is eating, playing well, playing really well for his size coming off the bench.
He's been in the league for a minute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Caruso, everybody's like.
Caruso. Oh,
hold on. Let's talk about the players individually because let's not just go through the whole roster because I mean I didn't think we were gonna do a Bulls podcast. I mean we can, that's fine. I'm always down to talk about the Bulls, but
spur of the moment.
I like 7 a lot.
Right. Let me ask this question. Do you guys think you both think that they can make the Eastern Conference Finals?
They can make it. If they don't, they're the team right behind it. I think they're going to definitely be in the top four. I'm going to put them in the third spot. When it's all said and done, I think they'll be at number three. If it's not three, it's four. That's where I have them.
I don't know if they would beat the Nets in a 7-game series, even saying Kyrie Irving.
Stop, bro. Y'all have to relax.
What? Rest of the East? The rest of the East, besides Milwaukee and the Nets, I believe they could beat the rest of the East.
In a seven?
The rest of the East. Yes. Two teams I look at and go, probably not.
The Nets have the better two superstars, but what the Bulls have is an actual team. The Nets don't have a team.
And that's why I disagree with that. Here's why.
Okay.
And we get real first take. I kind of want to just have a podcast. But, all right. This is why I disagree. It's because the roster is very, very flawed. Like, very flawed. This is the Bulls. It's very, very flawed. Let me look at the
what are they missing? What are they missing?
A big that can defend the rim. That's one. We don't have a rim protector just like at all. And that's gonna be a huge, like if we match up with the Sixers and they trade Ben. By the time they come see us in the playoffs, we're cooked. It's over. But like, there's nobody to check Joel. He's gonna go off for 40 points a night. That's number one. Number two, we don't have a four guy. Like, you could probably put DeMar there, but when it comes to playoff basketball, it's gonna be very difficult for him to play that four spot every night.
Not the four. You gotta hope. What's his name? Gross.
They've been. This is who we've been starting: Vooch, DeMar, Caruso, Zoe, and LaVine. Like, since Pat went out. They don't have a formal.
He's gonna have to hope he can come back for the playoffs. For the regular season, that's fine. don't know about the playoffs.
Well, he's out for the season, so So they signed Stanley Johnson, who's kind of like a tweener at that position. But it's just a flawed roster. I like the team as constructed as far as the backcourt. I think we got the DeMar, Zoe, and LaVine. That's a really tough three. Like
it's a good backcourt.
Yeah, it's a good backcourt. So Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not with you, but I think we're playing really well right now.
For me, if you pull the Bulls apart individually, they're not that good. But the pieces fit together really well. They blend off of each other. They complement each other. That's what makes me think they could make a little noise in the Eastern Conference.
I would have to disagree. If you pull them apart, in my opinion, you got two shooting guards, small forward. If you want to say DeMar is a small forward, Zach Levine is a shooting guard. But they're kind of like interchangeable. You got two of the top probably 10 shooting guards on that squad.
Two of them?
Two of the top 10.
I consider D Rose more of a three today, but I mean, if you throw him at the two,
out of the top 10 on that squad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I consider him more three than two. That's why I said two.
That's fair.
But if you classify him as a two,
you can play him at the two. What is he, 6'7"?
About 6'7". He's a three, in my opinion, but yeah. LaVine is definitely a top 5 two guard.
Right. And I believe DeMar played the two when he was with the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
He was him and Danny Green.
Yeah, he played the two. But like I said, the NBA changes so frequently. 5 years ago, it was a completely different game than it is now. And he played the four. He started the four for the Spurs all last year. So
he's been more forward the past couple of years.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't.
Yeah, because of how the league has changed. But we all know he's a shooting small forward. Like, I mean, that's what he is.
He's a small, he got mid range, Jay.
Mid range is nasty.
No three, no range, but he can put it on the floor and he can score on the mid range.
I can do everything you ask me to do, and he plays defense pretty well. I can do everything besides shoot the three ball. Okay.
He's actually been shooting kind of well this year.
Decently.
It's definitely increased in his game over the he's shooting his best ever from three right now.
Now, I believe that they are a better like team than the Nets, but the playoffs are a superstar.
It's different.
Come on, guys.
It's a superstars game.
What are we talking about?
So I would take the Nets in that, but if it ends now, so what? Oh, they would get the Bucks in the second round if they get the second.
Man, I think is
it's going to depend on their seeding. It depends on who they get.
It's going to depend on their seeding. I don't know if without Kyrie, I don't know if Brooklyn can get past the Bucks or the Heat. We'll see.
Maybe not the Bucks. I believe they'll beat the Heat without Kyrie.
All right, I think this is – it's early.
It's early.
We got a lot of ball left.
A lot. I mean, I think we played really well as a team. And I didn't anticipate the best version of DeMar DeRozan ever, because this is the best he's ever played in this small stretch.
Maybe back to his early Toronto. His early Toronto.
Stop it. Have you –
He was nice when he was young, man.
He was. Right now, he's on a different plane.
You think
he's better than
that? Now, if we're talking about the DeMar that was with the Spurs, yes.
No, he's better than that. I'm talking about young when he had bounce and everything.
Even when he was back with the Raptors, I'm curious to see what he was averaging. So right now, he's averaging 26.4.
That's crazy.
It is.
Doing work this year, man.
That's crazy.
All the eyes are on him when he was.
That's his highest point average.
No, it's 27.
27 in Toronto.
Yeah.
But you got to look where the type of team, like with Toronto, he was the first option to like even score. Now he's not always the first option.
Damn, he's doing like the same shit.
Yeah, it's this year. This is his best No doubt. He just looks like a different player. He looks pissed. He's playing pissed off. And that's what you have to do to really take that leap. So he's taking a leap, man. He's pissed.
He's shooting 33 from three.
That's respectable.
Yeah. So, I mean, and Billy
Donovan. Than 25. That's a hell of an improvement.
Yeah. Billy Donovan has done an incredible job with his team because the roster is very, very flawed. It's flawed. Like, we don't even have, our bench ain't that good. Like the starting lineup doesn't make sense.
How many it's working. Go in the playoffs? 8 deep?
No. Like, eight. We basically, we go for necessity maybe about 9 deep now. You're going to have to cut that to about 6 in the playoffs to me. Because I don't think some of these guys.
6?
Dog, look at the. Look at this AAU? Bro, look at the roster. Look at the roster, man. Y'all be thinking I'm crazy until that shit happens. Look at this shit. Look at this. Okay. Look. Who is this? What niggas on this team are gonna play in
I'm about to tell you.
Who? Derrick Jones, Russo.
I don't know about. I mean, Derrick Jones. I don't know.
Derrick Jones will get taken in the playoffs.
Who?
Derrick Jones will get taken in the playoffs. Lonzo.
Okay.
In the playoffs. Alex Russo in the playoffs.
Okay.
Zach LaVine, Vucevic.
That's five.
DeRozan, 6.
That's 6.
Stanley Johnson's going to have to play.
Stanley Johnson will get some chick in the playoffs.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. He will have to play.
I just said he will have to play.
All right. Give me – all right. No, that's not happening.
He said he's going to go ahead and start a hoop.
First of all, he hasn't – hey, hold on. Relax. First of all, he hasn't even played on our team yet. How do you know he's going to get playoff tape? Give me somebody else. Please give me one more person.
Who else do y'all have to guard some three?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean.
The roster is flawed, bro.
Who has been the starting five? Because Alex Caruso wasn't starting in the beginning of the year.
Yes, he has to now because Pat's out for the season.
So y'all just went small.
Yeah, they went super small.
So you think they're going to play one person off the bench and that's it?
They don't have anyone else.
I understand that. But what you're saying is they're going to play one person off the bench is what you're saying.
I've seen playoff teams and games where the top 6, the stats look like everybody's playing 30, 40 minutes a game. And they got one guy that comes in for like 7 minutes. That's what I mean. That's what this is going to look like. It looks like that right now. We don't have anybody outside of that top 5 to 6. I don't really like Derrick Jones Jr. He doesn't do anything for real. Like, he kind of does some stuff, but he ain't really that good.
He's been in the
5 years. I mean, he can dunk. He can really jump. But other than that, he doesn't do anything well.
Yeah.
And then you have to shorten your rotation in the playoffs. That means that this is going to get even shorter. They're going to have to make a move. Well, this isn't going to work.
1, 2, 3.
And there's no way. There's no way.
7, 8.
I don't think it's very.
I can't see y'all making a move because I can't see y'all moving off any of all of the pieces that are valuable. You wouldn't want to move off of.
Last night, y'all played.
Do you want to move Zoe for something? Would you want to move?
No. You're not moving any of the top 5 or 6. No. So maybe it's like you sign some guys off the scrap heap, but even that's risky because sometimes those guys can't play in the playoff. Yeah, that's what I mean. So I mean, we can look at the last. I mean,
I don't know who's on the market this year. I don't know if there's a LaMarcus Aldridge level guy that's going to get bought out this year.
Io's playing really, really well. He's showing some promise as a rookie, but he's still a rookie.
Hard to tell. So it's like NBA. Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys. So from here up, who didn't play last night? DeMar's out with COVID. Right. So this is the top 5 that played last night. These niggas down here, Troy Brown Jr. and down, them niggas are not gonna hoop in the playoffs. They just not. So
that's what I said.
Oh, Caruso was out too.
So there's 5, and then you got DeMar, and then you got Caruso.
Stanley Johnson.
Yes, but I think you have to. I don't know if Io is gonna be able to play in the playoffs. The regular season is fine, and he's showing some promise, but you can't really count on him in the playoff series. You just can't. He's 23.
I don't think you have to count on him, but can we get a body in there that can maybe not go play 34 minutes like he did, but can he play 15 or 20?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. Yes, I think that
it's hard to know right now.
Yeah. And every possession counts in the playoffs. Sometimes you just can't play some certain guys. That's just how this thing works. So, I agree. We looking good right now. But when I went into the season, my only issue with this team is that, well, I had a couple issues that they've sort of fixed already. I didn't know about LaVine and DeMar playing together. They're fine. I had that fucked up. They're fine together. Mm-hmm. The other problem was the roster was flawed as fuck. And it's showing itself now. It's early in the season, so we haven't played a full 82. Talk to me at the end of the 82 and see how we're going to look going into the playoffs. Because I don't know, first of all, where we're going to be at in standing-wise. That's number one. And then number two, who can we play? Because that answer isn't necessarily shown itself yet. So
yeah, the depth on this one is a little thin.
It's ugly as fuck. I mean, come on.
I like the vibe. But after that, I do like the
it's
vibe.
Nasty. But
there's a lot of teams that are like that only got 6 or 7 players that they can go deep into the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that are like that.
I think our
go to the Suns roster. I'm just curious.
We can.
I think they go about.
They go deeper than six.
No, they do. Even, they play some guys in the finals.
I just said to pull them up. I didn't say they go six. I think they go seven.
I think they go about eight.
Eight, nine, something like that. I remember that playoff series. A lot of people got run.
Sarge got hurt, and that's why they had to stop playing him. Otherwise,
he was getting run. Yeah, he was getting run before that.
And Sarge is kind of good, though.
Yeah, the big European kid.
He's just hurt. But yeah, that's my only issue is the depth and our rim protector issue, and some of these guys just haven't played winning basketball before.
That's true. There's a lot of people.
So it's a lot of question marks. I mean, they're playing really well right now. I mean, I can't.
So you don't like your matchup with Philly with this team?
Hell no. Fuck no.
Like it against Philly.
How they are now, or how they may be.
How they're gonna be. And right now, I mean, first of all, it's Joel. That's what
we'll go with right. We'll go with right now because how they're gonna be is, I mean,
determined. We don't know, right?
So if you match up now, you don't like your odds. I like y'all against Philly right now. I don't know what they will be once they decide what to do with the Ben Simmons.
This is the last game. Is this the last game? Yeah.
I think Devin Booker's hurt.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, so they played Cam Johnson.
Miles Bridges would come off the bench. They would play Johnson. And then they play Payne.
McGee will get run.
He just got there, though. So, I mean, yeah, he maybe. I mean, he will get some run because he is the backup.
Johnson gets run.
Johnson. So yeah, they do go about 8 deep.
And Bridges gets a lot of run. Yeah, they go about 8 deep.
I really like this team actually, even though they lost. Just the how they play basketball and their ability to switch. Like these two guys are the same guy, so you can guard wings really well with these two guys.
Mm-hmm. What's his name is doing an excellent job.
Monty.
Yes, couldn't remember the fellow's name. He's doing a hell of a job.
This is a great pickup of Cam Johnson drafting him. Nobody really wanted him. He's a solid player.
No, I like him, though. I like that kid.
Yeah. They've reinvigorated Cameron Payne's career.
Yeah, that was
yeah, he was about to be out of the league, and then.
He's just goofy.
he's a goofy-looking motherfucker. Yeah, he is.
Then he tore us a new one in the playoffs, and now he's good.
The problem is to me, is always his health. Chris Paul's.
He's still nice though.
Don't get me wrong. He's always been nice, but then he just he's hurt in the playoffs.
I'm surprised at this age he's still nice is what has me like, what is he perplexed. Like 38? 39? 30 something?
Pull up the Lakers. What's going on with the Lakers? What's happening?
Hold on. Yeah, we will. Let's finish talking about the Suns though.
Before we get into that depressing subject.
Yeah, that's ugly.
How CP still good. But yeah, his injuries will always be the concern with him.
Yeah. But I mean, they won what, 18 in a row, 16 in a row? The Suns did. That's, you know, really difficult to do in this day and age. And So they might be back in the at least the Western Conference Finals.
The West is kind of weak to me.
It's very weak. I think I know who's coming out of there.
Who you got?
Who you think? It's the Warriors. They're coming out of the West.
Oh, you got the Warriors coming out, huh?
For sure.
Ooh. I don't know yet.
Really?
I like them. I don't know if they're ready to get out the Western Conference.
They're little.
They got too many young guys that get a lot of minutes.
But the young guys are nice, though. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. In the regular season, in the playoffs, it's hard to trust young guys because we've never, I mean, they could be awesome in the playoffs or they could shit the bed. I don't know. They got a lot of guys that never been there before. Okay. Or guys that are over the hill. Like,
right.
Damn. I gotta see.
I don't think they're getting out.
Gets back and gets healthy.
Well, who getting out?
What'd you ask?
Who's getting out the West if it's not them?
If the Lakers could get this shit together,
fuck out of here.
Get out the West. Okay. The West is trash, dog, this year. I look at the Warriors and go, yeah, they could beat them in a seven if they get their shit together.
Ugh.
I look at the West. Who can't they beat in the West when you look and go, they can't beat them?
Who?
The Lakers. That's what I'm saying. Who do you look at the West and go, nah, they can't beat them in a seven?
Maybe the Lakers, Suns.
The Lakers have the
ability. Maybe the Suns. You're right. Maybe the Suns.
What'd you say, Brian?
Lakers have the ability and the roster to beat everybody in seven. You got to think. You're still missing none. You're missing Trevor Ariza. That's a great two-way player. Like, you're missing some pieces still. You can't forget those guys. They're hurt. So, I think the Lakers will be fine. They're still working. I mean, how many games are y'all in? What? 25?
One game over 500.
There's 25 games. There's 82 games. It's a little time to gel. But I've never liked Russ with the Lakers. I said that in the beginning.
I don't like the fit with Russ.
But they're going to make it work because of the
skills. So talented. Yes, everybody's right, so talented.
They'll make it work. But I don't like Russ there. Ball up the court. He has to be your number one person that's bringing the ball up the court most of the time. He's making all the decisions. But
it got to be Russ doing that, though.
No, it can't be. It won't work with Russ doing it. That's why the Lakers and LeBron's been so great his whole career. When it comes to the playoffs, he's bringing that ball up the court. It's him.
So right now, that means you have Russ off the ball, and that means you're playing 5-on-4.
That's why I never liked Russ, because I said that in the beginning. I was like, it's not going to work with Russ making the primary decision with the basketball. It's not
now, if he's work. If now, he has the ball, you're not 5-on-4 anymore. You can't leave LeBron standing by himself.
Like, he won't bring the ball off the court, but most of the time, it's going to be LeBron, especially come playoffs. So Russ has to run to the corner.
I think that's a losing formula. Because I do agree with you. It's best to have LeBron with the ball. But it's just that Westbrook is useless otherwise. And LeBron can still be useful off of the ball.
Not as useful, though. That's true. I do get what you're saying. You could have LeBron off the ball and he's still able to do something. But Russ bringing his decision.
What the hell is Jay Huff?
Oh, yeah, this is the Virginia kid, UVA kid. He's just a big kid. No, that's it.
But Malik Monk playing well this year.
I told you. I did say that. I said he was probably the best pickup y'all made over the summer besides
Russ. Oh, yeah. A young kid on a bet minimum? Hell yeah. Talented. Yeah. Can shoot the tray, put it on the floor a little bit.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn coming back is going to help. But even
that should kill Rondo's minutes. Hopefully,
I like Rondo over Nunn in the playoffs.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn is just okay.
He can shoot though.
Can he?
Better than Rondo.
Yeah, but I'm not
looking. Not that he's like ooh, his Jay is knocked down.
I don't need you to shoot from that position. I need you to be able to run the team. Rondo can do that a lot better than Nunn.
Because what it does help is you can play Westbrook and Nunn in the backcourt better than it's a better backcourt than Rondo and Westbrook. in the backcourt.
That's fair.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's his biggest asset. I mean, not that he's crazy nice,
but
he's
that's just that
ugly
happen.
Non-shooting backcourt. Off
I don't know if we're going to see that lineup a lot, where you have Kendrick Nunn and Russ at the same time. We won't see a whole bunch of that. I don't know, but you could now. You got to give clock to Melo and Ariza.
They both play in the four.
I was about to say Trevor Ariza is finished. So let's calm that down, because he's fucking no fucking run. Trevor Ariza, he's finished.
You think he's cooked? Huh?
He's cooked. Okay. He's cooked. I like Trevor though a lot, but
yeah.
In 2008, I really liked him. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. What year is this? What are you talking about? Come on, man. All right.
Melo was playing really well.
Yeah, Melo, though, he looked like old Melo at the beginning of the season. But, I mean.
Melo, he looked like he going to win you a game every series. He gonna have there's going to be a Melo game where he win you one game each series.
Well, what's up with him? Number three. What's going on, man?
He has been disappointing, man.
I said that shit, man. This nigga, he has to be the best player on the court.
He should be.
Yeah.
You think so?
To win a championship, he needs to be the best player.
Anthony has to be the best player on the court to win a championship. It can't be LeBron.
Not anymore.
Yes.
Not anymore.
All right.
That's why I don't like the chances.
I think LeBron can be the second best player today.
Well, I mean, obviously, Anthony Davis, he would have to be second best. I disagree. I think LeBron can go out there and get you 26, 8, and 8. I think he can do that. That's right. I think he can do that. And then AD right behind him with like 18 and 10. And that.
Oh, you need more than that from AD.
You think now with your other players around you?
I think you need like 22 to 27 from AD.
No.
Every night.
You got Russ down here to go get you a quick.
And not because necessarily that you need the points. It's that if he's scoring 24 to 28, that means he's being aggressive. That means he's setting the tone. That means he's getting you know what I'm saying? That number leads to the other things. It's not that you need necessarily the points, but you need him to be that aggressive, dominant type player type attitude. Can't do that scoring 20 points a game.
I don't need you to go give me – I don't know. In my opinion, y'all don't need 27 points from him to go win you a championship. Now that you got Russell Westbrook. Last year, maybe, yes. But now that you have Russ, I don't think you need him to go drop you 25 points a game or whatever it may be for y'all.
I think
Russ, to me,
we're going to see.
So not a fan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see.
We're definitely going to see.
Westbrook,
I mean, I'm not saying he's a great fit, but that's what they picked up. So with that picking up, obviously, Hayes' numbers are going to drop a little bit. That they're going.
You done with him now?
I never really cared for his game. I thought he was a stat stuffer that was overrated, and that's kind of what he is since he's been here—a stat stuffer that doesn't really do shit that helps you win. But he does have a good stat line. But he's going to take horrible shots. Why the fuck does he dribble the ball up and try to shoot bank shots? I mean, stop doing that shit. For the love of God, stop shooting bank shots in semi-transition. Never do it again. I'm sick of Russell. I can't take this guy. He does. He makes losing plays all the time. He doesn't guard anybody. I'm like.
He's never had any good defense, though. He's never been a great defender.
You see why KD left him now?
Yes. I would hate playing with that nigga. I don't know why LeBron wanted him. I would hate that shit. He takes terrible shots. He shoots trays, and he shoots like 10% from tray, but he still shoots them. I'm like, dog, you should never shoot. They should switch him and Ben Simmons. He should have Ben Simmons' approach of like, I'm not shooting. I don't care how open you leave me. And Ben Simmons should have some of his approach where you should shoot it a little bit, even though you break it a few times. They need to swap a little bit of their attitudes, and then you would get better players out of the both of them. If he had a little of Russ, and Russ had a little bit of his conscience of knowing I can't shoot, so I'm not going to shoot, then I think he would probably be a little bit better. But he can't keep doing shit you're not good at constantly and expecting to be efficient.
This is hilarious. but you still think I'll make the finals?
Just because I look at the West and I'm like, well, nobody's that good.
I think the Warriors are very, very good.
I think the West is good. Go back to the standings in the West.
I like the Warriors team. I just think they're too young to go to the finals.
I like the Jazz. Jazz been playing great.
I like them as they're always to me like regular season champs, and they could get touched up in the playoffs. The Grizzlies,
the East
Clippers.
Better. No, the East
Mavericks.
Better this year. I do like the East more.
We ain't talking about your boy. We ain't been able to talk about your boy Michael Porter Jr. But you know what? We can do that another time. You know what I'm saying? Another time. I told y'all about that nigga. I'm gonna just stop giving takes because niggas don't listen to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why niggas ain't listening to me, bro. Whatever.
I like the key, man.
The Wolves look better. And that's it. The rest of these teams are trash.
Rest of them all stink. That's why I'm like, even though the Lakers are crazy flawed, Russell Westbrook is not that good.
1, 2, or 3. It's either Lakers or Warriors.
One of them three.
But I got the Warriors.
You going with the Warriors?
And here's why.
Clay come back?
Soon. But here's why. It's not even about Clay. I think they found another Clay.
Stop.
I'm telling you. All right. Okay. I be saying shit. And y'all niggas be like, this nigga's crazy. And then it like happens. All right. Let me tell you. You know I'm going to. This nigga is nice, man. And we don't know what I'm talking about. Jordan Poole, bro.
Right.
This nigga is the real. This nigga can hoop.
Kid from Michigan, yeah.
This is what I'm saying about the Warriors, dog. They are the Spurs. They are introducing this new class of guy. Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody. These niggas are hoopers, bro.
I know, I like them. I told them. No.
Jordan Poole's ready now. The other two, when they get ready, it's going to be a perfect blend. And they're going to win like a couple more championships, it looks like. That's what it feels like.
I think this crew can win another chip. I don't think this
for
year.
For sure.
But it can win another chip.
That's a different take now.
Mm-hmm. What's the take?
I thought you were talking about right now, not the future of the Warriors.
No, yeah. But it's all encompassing, though, I think. Like
because Kuminga's not going to see no tick.
Yeah, he shouldn't, but he probably should though.
I doubt it because he don't see tick now.
Yeah, but he the real deal though.
I wouldn't trade him.
I wouldn't trade him for shit right
in
now.
The preseason, he was eating.
I think they're going to stand pat. I don't think they're going to trade the young guys for a veteran. I wouldn't. I don't think they are.
It depends on how
I get rid of that nigga. But
how nice that veteran is, but.
I guess you could get rid of Wiseman.
Jordan Poole's a good player, and he's starting to come out. I can say that. He's not Clay.
I don't think he's Clay Thompson, but I like the young player.
He's doing work. He's not Clay. He's not Clay.
I know. I don't think he's Clay, but I like him. First of all, he's only 6'4", so he's not going to be able to defend on that level that Clay is.
All right. I meant offensively. I think offensively –
He could watch the shoe guy.
He's got breakdown. He can put the ball on the floor. This kid has a.
Clay can too.
He can the ball on the floor.
Not really.
Clay can put the ball on the floor. He ain't gonna cross you over, but he can put it on the floor.
Not really.
You could argue that Jordan Poole gets to the cup better than Clay. You can make that argument.
What do you shoot for Trey?
I agree with you, actually. I agree with you.
Well, what do you shoot for Trey? Hold on.
Man.
35. Y'all know it's in reversal.
35.
A field goal.
Well, he was shooting 35 last year, so that's no big difference, really.
It's okay.
I mean, it's about the same.
It's not Clay Thompson, but it's okay.
He's not Clay.
First of all,
Clay is one of a kind. He's one of the best He's the top five best shooter ever.
Yeah. Second greatest shooter.
That's not what I'm saying. I said they found another Klay in the sense that he's gonna kind of make up for that those minutes, those points. Yes, he's not Klay Thompson.
They found another Klay in terms of impact. Right.
No. Well, maybe, but not right now. Not right now, but maybe.
I don't think he'll have a career like how Klay has had a career. I don't think he'll have that.
Come in and drop 44 in game six. I don't
know about that. I like this kid. Drop 60 points in three quarters.
I like this kid.
All right. Well, let's look at can we compare
Klay in their Jordan ages? Poole's? Yeah.
All right, so Jordan Poole's 22. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Klay was doing at 22. He's right now he's 31. So he's 08. So I think he was a senior.
He shot 40
with that first couple years. First 3 years.
Damn.
40, 43.
Never shot less than 40% from the field.
Wow.
Quit it!
You want to take that one back? His worst year was 40%.
Him and Steph have shot over 40%.
His worst year is better than the other kid's best year.
Wow, damn. This nigga's I need to stop. I'm gonna stop talking crap about Klay Thompson.
I don't know why you always be. You've been shitting on Klay.
Because he don't put the ball on the floor, man. So he's
I should be like, yo, he's better than
Draymond. He does put the ball on the floor. He's not as often as he needs to, but he don't have to. That's the thing.
We'll never see Klay with his own team, and I really wish we would have.
I don't like him in it for his own team.
He would go average 25 points a game.
He would average
probably, but it would. I don't know if he's like a bona fide number one guy.
He's not.
And that's been my guy. That's been my bad one.
No, I've never said he was the number one. He was the number one. I said he's the number two.
You could ask any NBA analyst. I don't think anybody would say he's number one.
Well, no, Scotty could have been a number one.
Scotty could have been a number one. Yeah.
Okay.
I never said he was Scotty Pippen nice.
Hold on.
Well, when we talk about duos, that's probably the second best one of them. That's the second best duo ever.
Let me get some.
Oh, probably third. Damn, my bad. Third. My bad. I'm rusty. My nigga, Dale. Go ahead, Bray.
So that's y'all, a duo.
Y'all saying that Scottie Pippen could have his own team and won six championships? Could Scottie have his own team and won one championship?
Yeah, I think so. Yes,
I believe so. No. He used to guard the other team's best player and score and rebound.
Right. All that. But now, as the number one best player, I'm asking you to do even more. So the fact that he was guarding the best
player. That's not true.
Rebound, no, it is. To be the number one player, you got to do more than what he was doing.
Because that's what he did for Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the best player. So he did all the other things. So Michael had less to do.
Right. So what we're saying is if he goes to number one, now he needs a Robin to do what Pittman was doing. You get what I'm saying? He would need someone as his number two guy to do all those things.
I would have modeled it like LeBron and paired him with a score.
So that means that Scotty wouldn't have been doing as much as he was doing if he's number one, but he was number two. I don't know. You had the best player ever on your team, and y'all won those championships. If he's not there, I don't know if you win one.
But I don't think they win them without Scotty either, though.
Scotty is easier to replace than Mike.
Come on, man. What are we doing here?
What? Scotty Pittman is easier to replace than Michael Jordan.
Yes. Okay, the problem I have is niggas shit on Scotty, man.
Scotty was nice, man. Scotty. I remember Scotty.
I think Scotty is top 50 ever.
For sure.
I'm not shitting on him. All I said was he's easier to replace than Mike.
I mean, he should have did that Kobe shit and said, "Nah, I'm going to get my own shit." Because
he should did what Kobe did.
If he knew he was going to get disrespected like this, because Kobe saw that shit. He was like, "Y'all going to disrespect me? I'm going to get my own shit. Get this nigga out of here."
I've been crushing it in the playoffs. Y'all niggas are saying this is all Shaq. Nah, fuck this.
I don't think people are disrespecting Scotty. If
you just did.
I put him in the top 50 ever. That's disrespect.
Yeah, I think he's better than that, though.
He's better than top 50 to me.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, if he played today, would he be in the top five if he played today? If Scottie Pippen was hooping today, he would be one of the best five players on the planet.
You can say that about a lot of players even back then that play now.
Who?
You would. Kevin Durant. If
No, I'm talking about from that era to play today. He would be Scottie Pippen would be in the top five right now.
That's not what I said. All I said was you can take players now that play now that would be in the
top five. Oh, you're saying due to reverse advantage.
Right.
Yeah, that era was trash, though.
There's a lot of
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can pluck from that era.
Who else? You can do that with both eras. Man, I don't know. I'll have to see it with my own eyes.
Who could you pluck from that era and put him in the top five today? Besides Mike and Scottie. Patrick Ewing? No.
No, I wouldn't take
Charles Barkley.
Maybe Dream.
Shaq, yes. Dream, yes.
Magic, yeah. Yes.
Magic, yes. Yeah.
Bird, yes.
So he's in rare air, I'm
disagreeing with that. When I say top 50, it doesn't mean that he's 50. I'm just saying he's in the top area.
This kid, though, he's hilarious.
He's nice.
I like that kid from Georgia.
We had a debate about who should go first. I forgot who was the other guys, but I knew it was
Ron, the Ball brother. I was like, he's the safest pick.
Ooh.
I was like, he's the safest. I would take this kid. I was like, because I see him at Georgia. So I was like, I'll take him over
there. I don't know. LaMelo Ball is a fucking superstar.
Give me LaMelo.
Now they've been in the league, it's a different question. At the draft, I was saying I would take this kid because I see him do it against.
They tip for tat, though, I think. I think they both have superstar, but LaMelo's a superstar. He's probably going to be one soon. That kid is the real
deal. He's on his way.
This kid is too.
He is too, is what I'm saying, yeah. I don't think there was a wrong choice based off how to get.
LaMelo had a lot more experience, so he had a extra leg up on a lot of people when he got to the league. Because he played overseas. So you played against NBA type of talent.
I was worried about him because he's not athletic and he's kind of slow, and I never really seen him go against good people.
Who?
The younger ball. I never seen him against.
He got a little bunny on him. He's not doing what he's doing down here.
Not even as good an athlete as his brother. That's what had me a little scared. If I had seen him play big time Division I basketball, I would be able to gauge it better. I'm like watching him cook people in Australia is like, I don't know.
Who do y'all think his game reminds you? I have a tough time deciding who his game reminds me of.
The Ball.
And I can't figure it out.
It's unique, man.
I like very Curry unique. A little bit.
Because he's a scorer.
But they play different, yeah.
I don't know. I can't really fit him into any past guys.
Yeah, a guard. Because he's about 6'7".
Right. Point guard who dimes his ass off. He can shoot.
It wasn't those kind
of. He's a scorer, but can dime because he's more scorer to me. But he's got that like rare passing ability. But his DNA is the score, in my opinion. But he dimes though.
Yeah, he's got. He really has a complete offensive package. Like he has it all.
Yes,
offensively.
Puts like, it on it's the not, floor.
Don't have a hole.
Jay dimes, long. Yeah, he got some shit.
And the size, too. That's the thing, yeah.
Other kid is so explosive, though. Oh, man. You're splitting hairs between those two. I'm not really
sure. I think LaMelo is going to have a better career when it's all over and done with. Yeah.
It's close, but I feel you, though.
I respect it either way.
Look at this shit right here.
28, Nate.
Oh, my God. This kid's a superstar, bro. He is heading that way.
He's going to be one.
Yeah.
And then he got, it's not even about the on the court.
What's his shooting?
It's the mentality too. You gotta have that, and he has it, bro.
He has that swag to him.
Yeah, that's part of it.
He got the mental makeup that his brother doesn't have.
Has that Kobe swag to him.
That's what I thought fucking Zoe had.
He does. Like, Zoe was the one. It was this kid.
It was this kid. Damn it.
I never saw the hype with Zoe, but this kid, I can see it.
I mean, they come from the same house. You know what I'm saying? They got the same They got not the same skill set, but it's close. I mean, they do a lot of the same things.
They have a similar skill set.
But he has the mental
dog, though. This kid,
yeah, that's
That's the difference, right?
And when I would watch Zoe play, it was like, yeah, this kid got better dimes than Zoe. Like, because this kid could get in the half court and, like, dime you off. Zoe would just, like, look ahead and, like, throw the shit forward.
Yeah.
He's not in the half court set, like, just diming you off. This kid does. And Zoe, Jay was kind of ugly and funky. I never really got
it. It's nice now. He didn't figure that out.
It got better.
If he would have came in, he was still a scrub with his brother in the league. I'm so glad he figured that out.
Yeah. Because it couldn't be. Yeah.
He could not have done that. Be a scrub and your brother's a fucking superstar. Y'all grew up 3 feet away from each other.
Thinking about what the other brother feels.
Yeah, that's a scrub.
That's, man, both my brothers in the league and both nice.
He's in the league, though. Somebody signed him, didn't they?
Nah, they cut his ass.
Yeah, he been getting signed and cut since it's open in the league.
Yeah.
He gets a couple NBA checks. He gave me too, man.
Nah, I'm pissed. Both my brothers, and I'm the oldest?
Nah, Zoe's the oldest.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the middle child.
Oh, okay. Middle child, yeah.
Damn, that's even worse. You're the baby that got fucked up. I'm sweating.
Yeah, fucked up because your dad fucked you up pulling you out of UCLA.
Yeah, even still, I don't know if he was going to
make it, yeah.
Make the league. He might have got his exposure even more.
But he could have played at UCLA and got an overseas career going.
Yeah, he still could, though.
Which probably still could. That's what we're just about to say.
Yeah, yeah,
but these niggas.
He plays in the Charlotte D League.
Right.
On their squad. Then he had like a tryout or something like that from Charlotte. But
that's his dad trying to get him into the league. He's trying to have all three of them in the league at the same time. It's not going to happen. I would go get that money.
Yeah, I would only go to the D League if I was like this close to the NBA.
Yeah.
But they're
otherwise
rich.
Otherwise than that, go get
that. I feel it.
He can shoot, though. He can shoot.
Yeah. The risk is, I get why he's doing the risk. I mean, both his brothers are filthy rich, so it's like, right, you're going to be okay regardless.
He thinking when LaMelo become a free agent,
it's not about the money.
He's going to have the clout to be like, yeah, you got to sign my brother.
It's not about the money. I could care less about the money. Yeah, both my brothers is rich. Yes, I'm going to be good for the rest of my life, but it's more about the actual playing in the league. More than anything. Because if it was me, both my brothers
I would that bread.
Damn. They said Derrick Jones Jr. Got COVID. So
everybody's starting to catch it again.
Yeah.
Have y'all noticed
that? Vaccine's wearing off, man.
DeMar, he got it. LeBron supposedly had it. Tested positive, then negative. Then
it was a false positive. And then he was mad saying, well, y'all ain't do the regular stuff y'all always do with a false positive. Yo. So I don't know what happened with his, but he should be. He's straight, though. They tested him and he came back negative, so he's good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this new version is more contagious. So,
The early data suggests that it's more contagious.
I muted you, Bray. I'll mute yourself.
You on mute, Bray?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. That was Keith. But it's more contagious, they're saying, but it's not as deadly.
It's more mild.
Right.
More
mild.
Yeah.
Well, they said they're cautioning people because they're saying all that data is out of South Africa, and Africa is one of the youngest continents in the world. So
gotcha.
So you're dealing with a bunch of young people that have it. So it might not be less.
I'm calling it now. The Eastern Conference Finals is going to be the Heat and the Bucks.
Oh, you just said the Bulls.
I said
selling the Bulls. You did.
All right. I'm going to let y'all speak, and then I'm going to say what I got to say.
Oh, no. Go, please. Talk.
I did call that, and then I said, or they could get third, and it would be Miami and Milwaukee. Go listen to it when we're finished. You'll hear it.
So you completely counting the Nets out?
I am.
They cooked.
Yep. I don't think they're going to make it.
Word. Nah.
Yep. I think if they match up with the Bucks or the Heat, they don't beat them in seven.
Something's fishy, though, with that team, though. I'll say that.
I don't believe they're going to the finals.
Did y'all hear the rumors of them trading James?
For what?
Ben Simmons.
That's stupid.
No, well, he's a free agent.
James is?
After the season, yeah.
I know, but still, though, he's way better than Ben Simmons.
But
you don't think so?
No, I know so, but I'm saying it's about the contract situation.
No, I hear you on that part.
If he just walks.
Because I'm looking at it like I have a chance to win a championship this year.
Yeah, their chances is very little. Without Kyrie, that's going to be really hard.
They should have traded him.
I don't think they – I agree with that. I do. Get rid of Kyrie and go get something that – you won't get a Kyrie, obviously, but you'll get some nice pieces.
Damn. They're never going to win a championship there.
That's what they're missing is nice pieces.
It was a big three that never came to fruition.
They never even played together, really. So they're not a big three. Fuck out of here.
I mean, damn. In theory, they were big three in theory, but they never did hoop together.
Yep, like. I don't think they beat the Bucks, and I don't think they beat the Heat.
You don't think two of the best five players in the league is enough?
Is Kyrie is Harden the top five?
Really? Yes.
Harden's top five? Opinion.
Yeah, to me. Always.
He's having a down year. He's having a
until
down
he's year. Not. But I hear you, though. You can make an argument.
What five would you take over James then?
You guys.
If he's not top five.
Go down. Steph, LeBron, KD.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Steph, LeBron, KD. You got Freak. And then then right now, I would take Embiid.
Over James?
My five right there.
It's respectable.
Yeah. I take Embiid over. I take Embiid over him right now.
James,
that's just me.
I'm still rocking with James, but I do feel you.
Okay, how are you?
Well, because James ain't getting them calls no more. They kind of.
It's like, oh, he's not the same thing. I knew that when I first heard about them calling or changing these rules up. That's going to affect his game tremendously. How many times does he go to the free throw line per game last year?
Lives there.
He scored like 15 points from the free throw line. 15?
Hey, man, if Philly can turn Ben Simmons into James Harden, them niggas are cooking. You hear me? Cooking. Them niggas, they might fuck around and come out.
I'm going to say James, that would make them better because then James would be the man on the team and have the ball. Now he still has to do that. He's not the undisputed. It doesn't revolve around him like it would if he went to.
It doesn't, but once again, when he was averaging like all those like 30-point games for like 20, 30, 40 games straight, whatever he was doing, he was scoring 15 of the 30 from the free throw.
In Houston,
line.
Yeah, when he was.
Yeah, so it's like you're really only getting me. I mean, yeah, you're a 89% free throw shooter or whatever he may be. Yeah, you're getting me points, but you're doing it because of these. I'm really making contact, and I'm fouling you. And the ref, he calls it. So I score 15 points from the free throw line. So really, I'm only scoring 15 points out here in the actual game. Like
I hear what you're saying.
I'm not saying it happened every game, but we saw that a lot. If we go, it was some like record they put up, bro.
I understand how he's breaking the game down. Right. But no, because. It's very, first of all, it's very difficult to get to the free throw line. It's very hard.
What, now or last year?
Period. Like, to draw fouls, that's a skill set.
It was ridiculous what they were doing.
I didn't say it wasn't a skill set. I was just saying he does it. He has a great skill of drawing fouls.
Right.
I make contact with you.
It's not just a swing through. I see what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm putting the elbow out, and I'm like, oh, and then like I flop. Like I foul you, but the ref calls it. So then I go shoot my free throws. That's why right now, like the other day, he scored like 17 points, which ain't bad. But imagine if he went to the free throw line eight times.
I'm going to drop 30 points. Like he was getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of 10 times a game, you go into the line like 5-6.
That's a tremendous drop off. If you're going to the line 4 or 5 less times per game, that's 8 points or more.
No,
it's
because that was a big part of his game.
It was a big part of his game.
His game was the three ball, get all the way to the cup, and the free throw line. Those were was so efficient.
And I mean, to his credit, it worked. It worked. No,
he's doing 10 times.
He dimed his ass off. That's part of his
I don't know if it'd be better than this nigga yet.
No, he's not. Fuck out of here. I don't believe that. I mean,
with you on his points coming down. Look at this shit. I'm with you there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Him as a scorer is overrated because of his free throws. I'm with
and their team is like in flux. Injuries, just like a lot of shit. And they're still number one in the East. If they had Kyrie, they could probably run away with this shit. Easily. Win this motherfucker.
I agree. Oh, easy. With Kyrie, they would win the whole shit. Nobody can beat them if they have all three and they're all healthy. Marcus, Patty Mills, Joe. No, they would win the shit. They would win the shit.
And the only thing that's separating them niggas from a chip is a damn shot. Are we kidding here? Are we joking?
My nigga really drew that line in the sand and said
I'm not gonna get a fucking shot for a championship. Are you kidding me?
And tons of bread. Tons of bread. Stop.
They paying them for the away games though, so he didn't have his money.
No, but I'm talking about for like all the like. Imagine like all the endorsements and things like that. I mean, that's what I meant. Just like overall, like all the money that you would make of winning a championship alone.
I don't know, half your salary for a year vacation. That ain't bad.
All three of these guys are at the top of their games too.
It's another championship, and this boy, LaMarcus Aldridge. I called that shit. I was like, that's gonna be a great pickup once he gets back to going, because you know his heart issue and everything. Yeah, but He's hitting that mid-range at go click on his name real quick. I want to see what his percentage is. He's been shooting out the ass.
Damn, he doing 13-6.
That's pretty good for his age.
No, it is. It's work for him.
14-6.
What is he, 36?
Oh, he's shooting 57 from the field.
Yeah,
wow.
He's been killing it.
Wow. 34 from Trey.
His mid-range is nice.
Yeah, he hoping right now. And he look like he's taking Blake's minutes because Blake is playing like shit.
Blake has
washed down.
I think he might be hurt because he hasn't played in the past like two or three games, but he is taking some of his minutes.
Like we see in Detroit, Blake.
Because he can't shoot.
No.
LaMarcus can shoot. LaMarcus got a great mid-range.
He still shoots, though. He'll still pull it.
I mean, he'll pull it. He just can't do it.
Yeah, all three of these guys, 32, 31, I think Kyrie's 29, or they're all three at the top of their games. Yep. It would be great to see them play, but, here we are.
So what do you do with this, though, with this Kyrie thing? What do you do with it?
I don't know what they can fetch on the market, but they're getting calls for what they're saying.
Some people are saying, and I don't know if it's a rumor or not, that they're going to play together this year.
He's gonna get vaccinated.
I guess that's
what. Can't play unless he gets vaccinated.
Well, then get it now.
I know. Why wait?
What's the holdup?
Some people do have a change of heart. I'm not saying that's going to be it.
He needs to do more research.
Some people do have a change of heart over time.
Oh, you know what? I think they got a new mayor, New York. So they might
get rid of that. No, I heard that. I've heard that's probably not going to be the case.
Non-negotiable. It should be. I mean, what the fuck?
They trying to mandate it in New York for all employees got to be.
I mean, it should be. It should be.
I agree. So I don't see it. I don't see them back. They seem to be going even more aggressive in that regard in terms of mandating vaccines. So I don't think that they will repeal it.
They got a nice little squad. Paul Millsap's washed. He's been washed for a while.
Yeah, he's not doing much when he comes in. Bruce Brown's been playing well.
He's been playing well for a while, though.
Harris has been
hurt. I would cut that nigga just because his name.
Who? David Duke? He can hoop, though.
Yeah.
He can hoop, though. Brimby's been starting, right?
Yeah. And then who's the guy that comes off the bench? Is it Thomas? No. He's like a shooting guard. Come off the bench.
LSU? He can hoop. Yeah,
he hoops.
Young Claxton ain't getting no minutes no more.
He's hurt. He's been hurt.
He came back 2 games ago. I believe he played in the last 2 games.
I like Nick Claxton though. He's good. You add Kyrie to this mix, they are winning the title. So I thought specifically, I'm not gonna speak for y'all, that the Lakers could possibly beat them. I thought they could beat them.
I did. Nah.
Even as construction, it's not happening. They will beat them niggas. They will whoop their ass.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I thought the same thing. No.
They would beat their ass.
It would be
ugly. I was incorrect.
It would be ugly.
Correct.
And you know who it is? And Charles Barkley said this shit. I don't usually agree with that nigga. But Anthony Davis, man.
He's right.
He got a... What the fuck? Shit pisses me off. He's too good for this.
You 27. You got to be the man.
You got to be the dog, bro.
You 27, bro. The rest of these niggas is 33 plus.
He's shooting terrible.
He's playing terrible.
Can't hit a mid-range. I don't know what happened to his chin. That shit's awful.
Do you think it's hard for AD to get into a rhythm because that Russell is now on the team? The lack of touches and the way that the offense is played is different?
Possibly.
Because it is different now than it was last year.
It's a different O. Yeah. He gets touches, though. He gets the same or more touches. He gets his touches.
So it feels
a different O.
It's not about getting them. It's about how you get them, though.
Where you get them. And where
you get them. That's where the change is.
Well, that's why he likes playing with Rondo so much, because Rondo complements him very, very well.
He does.
He throws the lobs. Westbrook hasn't figured out how to get him, how to throw those lobs.
They figure that out, then it could be a whole different thing. This could be a whole
Rondo knows
thing.
How to do it. Braun a little bit. Rondo really got that synergy with him in terms of...
Yeah, they're like...
We're going to see him in the playoffs. We're going to see a starting five be Rondo.
No.
We're cooked if we start in Rondo.
No. I'm not talking
about... Go ahead. Bye,
sorry. Okay. Didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
I did say starting five. It won't be the starting. We're going to see a five on the floor in the playoffs at certain times where Russ is on the bench. And it's going to be... That's what I meant. And Rondo's going to be playing instead of Russ. And I think it's going to be some important times where, Russ, I need you to go sit. There's 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We're down by two. We need Rondo to come in here.
Hey, so I just had a thought. Is the reason they signed Russ is just to get them through the regular season? Like, was that Bron's thinking? Like, I'm 37. I can't really do it all. Let's just sign this nigga. He get us through the regular season. And then in the playoffs, me, Rondo, and AD take over. Like
Russ's
minutes will be less in the playoffs.
They gotta be. They gotta.
So we'll say that Rondo will see more tick. Russ's minutes will go down. We're gonna see Melo. We're gonna see a lot of Rondo. We're gonna see LeBron, AD, and then whoever they decide to put there at the five. Or if you have AD,
you gotta play AD at the five.
You might have AD at the five, which is fine. So at the three, you might have Malik, Ariza if he comes back.
THT
some. I think that will be a kind of like who's hot, who's playing well. But Russ is going to be the best in my bench.
I don't like the lineups that he's playing together. He's putting too many non-shooters on the floor at the same.
They're going to fire that nigga.
You think so?
Like why are you playing Avery Bradley, Westbrook, and THT
all together? That don't make sense.
None of them niggas can shoot. Why would you do that?
They already have his defensive scheme ingrained. Fire him. Go get an offensive coach. It's simple.
I'm with you. Just there's no way to do that in the middle of the season.
Who's the other coaches on the
Fizdale? I'd rather just keep Frank.
I feel you. Because that could get even worse. Actually, if you being honest,
I'd rather just keep him, fire him at the end of the year if he don't win the chip. And hire somebody that can drop some decent offensive sets.
Should have been Tyronn Lue.
Should have been Tyronn Lue with him as a defensive coordinator. And now you have an elite defensive coordinator and an elite offensive coordinator. An elite coaching staff. But it didn't play out that way. He wanted 5 years. They didn't want to give him the 5 years.
Silly.
But he would have to come out of it and got extended anyway. So he should.
It's the principal. He's an NBA champion. So I feel him. Damn, what I was about to say. Fuck. Damn it. I hate when that happens. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. Damn, I lost it.
So, yeah, I think Frank Vogel will make it to the end of the year if we string together some wins here in the near future, because the seat is getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm. And I wouldn't fire him just because, they're like, who are you going to replace him with at this stage?
Right.
Would I fire him at the end of the year? Yes. The only way I wouldn't fire him is if he won the championship.
Oh, this is what I was about to say. Look at the Lakers roster. Bron is going to be a terrible GM once he owns a team. I don't know what team he's going to own.
It's awful.
But he's looking at niggas like this is 2010 and it's not anymore.
First of all, he vetoed Rob Pelinka on a trade for Buddy Hield. That we wouldn't have had to give up KCP or the 22nd pick. It was going to be Kuz and Harrell for Buddy Hield.
Mm-hmm.
And this nigga said, nah, let's give up the farm for Westbrook's non-shooting ass instead.
Do you think, though, how Sean said earlier, I don't want to have to do it through the regular season. Buddy Hield's not going to carry me through the regular season.
No.
That's a fact.
He fits way better in the playoffs.
Russ would. So, me personally, I know a lot of people are like, oh, we should have took Buddy Hield, I still think the right choice was Russ
at
the end of the day. I think it's the right choice. But it's almost like pick your best of the two poisons.
Yeah.
So y'all still would have opted for that the deal, which Westbrook, which was more expensive.
It was more expensive, but you got a lot greater talent out of it. Russ can
go. Is he a better player though?
Yes, I think Russ is a better player than Buddy Hield. Yes, yes.
I don't know.
Come on, bro. Stop.
Really. Really,
Russ, I really don't know the answer to that question.
Russ is going to the Hall of Fame.
I'm talking about today. I'm talking about this year. I'm not talking about career. I'm talking about this version of Russell Westbrook and today's version of Buddy.
If you took Russ off the Lakers and put Buddy Hield and if LeBron was hurt, y'all ain't gonna win shit.
I hate that argument. Okay. I hate when we talk about like switching guys. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a better way to determine talent, compare talent than switching teams.
Than to switch them roles?
I hate when we like say, no, if you put him here, but take him off. I don't like that shit. I think we could just like fucking just look at the talent and evaluate it that way. Because it's easier mm-hmm. to do that. Because every situation is different. So, swapping them doesn't really answer the question. I've always hated that. That's not just right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I think you don't like that analysis.
Which makes sense, but what it does do, it still gives you an idea of what one person can do and what the other one
I kinda,
can
I kind of like it too.
Russ can still run a team. He can win you games.
Yeah.
If Russ was in Sacramento, would they be in the playoffs? No.
Yeah, they would.
You think so? About?
Yes, because the team outlook looks different. Mm-hmm. It looks different, and he's able to do whatever the fuck he wants as the one. He doesn't have LeBron and AD flanking him. So when you talk about swapping, the whole situation changes. That's why I don't like
it. It changes the dynamic
because him
as a number three fits. He would be way better than Westbrook in that role, and right. I hit you.
Well, Westbrook would put up
bigger numbers than this kid in this role.
For sure, yes. Yes. Right. And they would probably win more games.
Yeah. I don't know if it would result in more wins, but he would have better numbers.
If you put Russ on the Kings, they would win more games. I'm gonna say football games. They would win more games.
I'm not with you there, but I'm with you on the stats. He would have better stats than this. No doubt.
Agree or disagree. How much is he averaging? Oh, okay. 15.
15-4.
Well, let me see what he's shooting. I know he's shooting high.
That'd be over 38% from Trey.
He hasn't been starting, I don't think he's been starting.
35. Dude, this is his worst year.
Yeah, he's not playing well.
Yeah, Luke
Walton fired everything. I don't know what happened. It's a shit show in Sacramento this year.
For sure. It always is. It's been a shit show.
Because he's been better than this his whole career. Ever. I don't know what's going on with him this year. But I'm on the opposite way of thinking with you guys. I would have opted for Buddy Hield. I think he's a better fit because he can shoot. He fits nicely into the two spot. He doesn't need the ball in his hands. LeBron can play the one. He can play the two. And then you also would have got to keep KCP and the draft pick.
Puts more work on LeBron throughout the entire season.
That it does. And then Rondo, who gets hurt a lot, would have to be the only other like playmaking point guard on the team.
All right, I got to meet there too. Who makes it to the finals?
I am going
Lakers as
of today, Lakers Bucks.
Wow. Damn, both of y'all.
Hold on.
I could see Phoenix.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it. Lakers Heat.
That, in that scenario, the Lakers are going to win.
Yes. I agree. I just think the Heat have a better they're a defensive team. And just last night, they killed the Bucks without Jimmy. And we haven't seen the Heat play in the finals with Kyle yet. And he's not no flashy point guard, but he went off last night. And
he's going to make a difference in the playoffs.
Couldn't do nothing.
I agree.
Just fucking drew up last night. So that's going to see. They beat the Bucks without Bam and Jimmy last night. And the Bucks was fully healthy.
Mm-hmm. He might have overlooked them, but.
So you got Bray has Lakers Heat.
Yep.
That's your final. I'm going Lakers Bucks.
Unless Kyrie comes back to the Nets, of course that changes everything, right?
Yes. Yeah. That would change my pick as well.
That would change the pick, or if they was to do a trade or something for him, that changes the picks. But I think the Heat beat the Bucks or the Nets. So I have to go with the Heat.
My pick is Warriors Nets, but something's fishy is going on in Brooklyn. They're going to trade. I think they're going to trade James Harden for Ben Simmons. That's what it feels like.
That's a lot. Daryl Morrow did it again?
That's what it feels like. Something's up. Something fishy over there.
Think so?
Something's fishy, man.
I don't like necessarily. I don't really care for that trade for Philadelphia. No, not Philadelphia, for
Brooklyn.
I don't like
that. Do you think that is something that Kyrie didn't want to play with James? And he's using the vaccine as an excuse?
I would just.
No. Because when I watched them play together.
I never got that impression.
They seemed to vibe. Kyrie shot as many times as he wanted to. James was the one. He was okay shooting less.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I didn't get that vibe. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
How do you like a fit of Simmons, Kyrie, and KD?
I love it.
Love it.
Man, love like it. I don't love it.
Love it.
I
don't
love it more than. I think it's easier to beat than.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I definitely like Harden.
James, Kyrie,
and Kyrie and KD. But when you got two superstars with Irving and KD, then you throw in Ben Simmons. I'm still going to love that squad.
For sure.
They're still going to dominate.
He's going to check Bron instead of KD. He's going to shut Bron's ass out.
Definitely going to be tough for him, sure.
But how's he gonna be? Oh, is my concern.
Dunker spot? His game has to change. It would change to be.
Maybe a little bit. I don't need you to score a whole bunch. If you remember when them three were playing, James wasn't looking to score a whole bunch. He was trying to get his – I mean, he scored, but he was diamond off to KD and Kyrie. It would just be a lesser version of James Harden on the offensive end.
So you're going to have him just have the ball the whole time pretty much.
Who's that?
Simmons.
He would have it the majority of the time, same thing as James Harden had the majority of the time. Kyrie would bring it up sometimes. But the majority.
Ben Simmons can hoop, though.
He can hoop. He can.
No, I ain't saying he's a scrub. He
can definitely get to the rim. I don't need you to go get me 20 points, Ben Simmons. I need you to go get me 10 points. Go get me 8 dimes and 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Something's going to happen. I bet you if they make that trade and blame it on the contract, which they could because they haven't extended him, but I think he would stay, then Kyrie comes back shortly after that. Very shortly.
You think he signs an extension and then Kyrie comes back?
No. I think that they, if they make that trade, first of all, I think they have a
Ben Simmons. If they make the trade, then Kyrie will consider.
For sure. I think they have a Ben Simmons trade done, and they're waiting for December 15th, where everybody can be traded, and then they make that move. If it is for James, Kyrie comes back shortly. And then they go win the championship anyway.
So they can, so they, you also, you thinking this is all about James Harden? I got you.
They can win a championship with James Harden or Ben Simmons.
They can win a championship right now.
Regardless. With
James and KD. I don't believe that they will, but they have the capability.
They have the ability to, but I don't think they will. No, I don't think they get out the East with just KD. And
I don't think they get out the East with KD and Ben with no Kyrie. I don't believe that gets out the East.
I don't either. You gotta have that big three.
The Warriors get Klay and Wiseman back shortly. So
that's gonna be so interesting. I gotta see how.
I like them, man. I like that squad.
It's not more so of what Klay's offensive game is gonna bring, is his defense. How are you able to move? That's gonna be what I'm looking for. Is how are you moving on the
defense? Yeah, side to side. Yeah,
because he's such a two way player, and he messed up his Achilles and his ACL. Right, that's a lot.
It's two potential career injuries,
and you haven't played in like 2 years. That's a lot. So I gotta see how you move.
How good is he?
Never relied on his like athleticism, but he's able to get to the cup. Are you still able to get to the cup play? Like that's my question. So. Cool.
KD came back and was – it's a different injury because he fucked up both of the major ones, right?
Right.
So it's yes. – but it's I don't think
major surgeries. Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see Klay Thompson
– the same Klay. I don't believe
– again.
So. Could be wrong, but I don't think so.
What's – so like the – I don't know. I think we do. I think we see him on the offensive end as good. I think we're going to see him 6-3, 7-3s a game, drop in – 30 points a game. Some games he'll have a 40 point game. We will see that out of Klay. We won't see his defense the same. That's what I think. But the offensive game will be there.
All right, fellas, I got us in this. Good talk. We should do this more often.
Exactly. For sure.
All right. Peace, y'all. Thanks for listening.